Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's episode, I want to dive a little deeper into what I spoke about on Tuesday around goal setting and around being able to jump off the ladder early. You know, I always love doing these podcasts because I'm talking to you to try and give you some help with managing your dyslexia, your ADHD, your neurodiversity. But also I'm talking to myself. And so I wanted to do an actual example in my life, what I've kind of come to the realization of, and how I'm going to change where my ladder is laid, you know, what wall it's laid against. Because, you know, it's so easy to talk about this stuff. It's much harder to do it. So I really want to go deep on this. Let's get into it. Okay, let's dive into this podcast. Now, I always find it easier to learn when I hear a case study or an example of something. And so the podcast I did the other day around being able to move your ladder when setting goals, and you may need to listen to that podcast for this to make sense, but being able to take your ladder off the wrong wall when you've been chasing a goal or something, maybe it's even a thought or an idea that you really wanted to believe in, you really hoped would work, but it just isn't. You know, over the years, I've found myself doing this a lot, and it can be really hard sometimes to reflect on what ladder is up against the wrong wall and what wall is wrong. And, you know, it takes a bit of time. It takes a bit of about something to actually make it stand out to you. And the reason I did the podcast the other day about this is that I'm kind of going through a little bit at the moment. You know, it's something that stood out to me. You know, I've had something kind of shake me on that ladder. And for me personally, it's around the ladder of health. Now, everybody has different challenges they're dealing with, be it, you know, I talk to overshoppers, I talk to, you know, people with drug abuse, you know, smoking. You know, I find people with dyslexia and ADHD have such a variety of interesting, I don't want to call them addictions or challenges or, you know, things that were installed probably quite early in life that they've struggled with for a long time. Now, for me, it's my weight. I've gone up and down over the years, different levels of focus on it. I've tried everything. And the thing I've always been searching for in myself is kind of a, I don't want to say an easy way, but probably is the best term for it, a simple way to live my life with food, drinking, whatever that is, that would just balance out. And, you know, you're probably laughing, going, good luck on that one. And, you know, but it's still a goal, right? You're still always aiming for something that kind of works for your lifestyle. Like, I don't care about following the trends or the latest stuff. I just want something that works with how my mind works because, you know, I struggle a lot with it. And, you know, I decided at the beginning of this year to put my ladder up against the idea of intuitive eating. Now, this is a principle that your body knows best. Listen to your body. Don't rule out any foods in particular. Stop weighing yourself. All this stuff. Now, the principle of it is actually really good and really sound. But, and you know, to be honest, I've doubled down on it. I've stopped weighing myself. I've not had anything that's off limits, which has actually been probably the best thing I've learned from this approach is not to have all this rigid. The minute I get rigid in my food choices, I go off the wagon either way, and it just becomes a stress that I don't need. So I've been really happy with that rule, but a lot of the other rules haven't really worked for me. As I've gotten busier and busier in my life, I'm less prone to listening to my body. I'm less, you know, prone to making the right choices, you know, and if I get into a place where I'm uncomfortable, like I just go backwards to where I was. You know, if my dopamine in the afternoon is really low, I'm likely to order food that I shouldn't have. And when I say shouldn't, it's not because I can't have it, but it's not well chosen. It's really designed to be a drug to help fix me at a certain point. And it's just, you know, it's not helped me, right? And I've kind of been doing this, I want to say, for 9 months now. I feel we're 9 months into the year, three quarters. And although I've done a few really great things around the edges, like I'm getting into my fitness, my walking is going well, I'm meditating, which has been fantastic, really getting back into that. It's been a heap of good stuff that's happened. My ladder's really been firmly fixed against this idea of intuitive eating. But like so many things in my dyslexic mind, I kind of lost a bit of interest in it. You know, I had my ladder up against this wall and I implemented a couple of pieces of the puzzle, but then I've just carried on with the rest of my life as usual. And as stress has crept in, you know, the focus on it has just disappeared. So I've had my ladder firmly up trying to go, hey, this is the right thing for me. This is the right thing for me. But because it hasn't actually worked with my day-to-day lifestyle and I haven't been able to apply enough attention to it, you know, it's not worked. And so yesterday or the day before, I went to the doctor, and part of being at the doctor is they do weigh you. And I looked at the scales and went, oh my gosh, this has not gone the right way. I'm pretty much exactly where I was at the beginning of the year. Now, I've probably put on a little bit of muscle because I'm going to the gym now, but overall, I'm pretty much the same as where I was. Maybe a little bit better in my mentality with my walking and my meditating. That's definitely helped from a mental point of view, but from an actual weight and fitness point of view, I haven't actually made a massive impact at all. You know, I'll probably technically be better at the end of this year, which was the goal, but, you know, I can see that I've just let it wane. And I really love this idea of not standing on the scales again. It really sounded good in my brain about stop worrying about it, stop focusing on it. Because I know when I was younger, a lot of my life was based around watching those scales. And I would a micro change in my day-to-day life, I would hope made a macro change to my weight or a big change to my weight. And if anyone's been in the cycle of weighing yourself and the gym, you know, eating differently, you kind of, it's really hard to line up what you do day to day and start checking your weight on a daily basis, which was my old habit. And so back then as well, like I had so many dyslexic ADHD issues. Like I had so many things up in the air, from my relationships to my house, to my business, to my security in general. And so weight was always just another stress on top of it. And so when I saw this intuitive eating style, I was like, wow, I can apply this. It'll help me. And my ladder's been up against it. I'm probably 3 or 4 rungs up and, you know, preaching to the choir about what I'm learning and I'm really enjoying it, or I was earlier in the year. And now I'm standing on that ladder going, has this actually worked? You know, do I double down on it and keep climbing this ladder and say, actually, I can just do better. I can do better. Or do I ask myself, is this actually working for my lifestyle? Is this actually going to improve me? Is this actually applied to the way I think? And what can I take away from it? So I'm standing on this ladder, this figurative ladder in my head, after talking about this and thinking through it and going, actually, parts of this I've learned from, I can gain value. Like enjoying about not having to have, I don't think I should ever have limits on what I can take, what I can have at all. I really think that's positive for me. I think it's really positive in my life. Like I don't want to have rigid rules for the rest of my life. In or out, this doesn't work. But I'm really conscious now that out of sight, out of mind. And this is so common for many dyslexics. If we can't see something or we're not aware of it, you know, your brain will go to whatever's in front of you. You know, there's a thing, especially around ADHD and dyslexia, where if it's not straight in front of you, I did a podcast on a few weeks back. You know, impermanence, like if I can't see it in front of me, you know, I can't focus on it. So what's happened with not getting on the scales is I've not had it front of mind. And so again, it's left me. And so what I've kind of sat there and as I'm standing on this little ladder going, okay, the technical intuitive eating may not work for me. I have a terrible connection with my body to tell if I'm full or not. I'm really poor at it. And I have a real common habit of leaving it too late to eat. And there's heaps of challenges, and I hoped they'd be overcome, but I just don't feel comfortable doing it that way. And I have to be honest with myself that maybe I've learned something from going up a few rungs of this ladder that I can take with me on my journey, but I need to move where my ladder is. Does that make sense? Maybe I need to put my ladder halfway across intuitive eating and halfway across something around ADHD and dyslexia and how my brain operates around this stuff. You know, my dopamine triggers and other things. But this realization that I do need to use the scales being the biggest one, going, you know, I've tried to put that off, but how can I change that to fit with my ADHD mind, knowing what I know today? And I do sometimes apply a bit of this more to the ADHD side of my thinking rather than the dyslexic side. I feel the dyslexic side sometimes gets me into these new processes of eating or thoughts, and how it can happen, how it can look. I'm very visual around it. I can see it working and I can visualize around it, which is a massive benefit, which is more my dyslexic ability, is that I'm very visual. But then my ADHD side takes it down another track. So what I need to do is I need to apply what I've learned going up those stairs and move the ladder rather than double down on it. Do I really want to go for another 3 months and then just go and move my ladder at that point? Or if I start to move my ladder now, maybe that'll help me. So things I'm thinking about at the moment is, one, I do need to get on the scales again, but I need to have a different relationship than I had when I was younger. I need to say to myself, you're only going to weigh yourself once a week. This measure is not going to be the be-all and end-all of everything you're doing. It is a snapshot to remind you of where you're going. You know, it's a snapshot. And that's what I need to teach myself, is maybe I weigh myself every Friday morning. Maybe that's the day. I don't like Mondays. Fridays is a better one for me. Weigh myself on a Friday, see where I sit. And just every Friday morning, I get on the scale, I note it down, and it keeps me focused and on a journey, but it doesn't become an addiction or something I have to do every day. And, you know, if I eat one thing one day and weigh myself the next day and it doesn't work, I have to get out of that mindset. But that's going to work more for how my brain works. So it's trying to find a balance of less weighing than I used to do, where I created a really bad connection with it, and moving to something that's much better for the way my head works, my mind works. And it's like, you know, it can be really tough to be faced with this awareness of that the ladder's not working. And sometimes you actually need an external factor to look in. Like if I hadn't have gone to the doctor and I hadn't have stepped on the scales, I would never have had that awareness, that aha, because I've been putting it off. I've been hiding from it. And it's like if there's something in your life where, and I've seen this with my relationships in the past, it's had to hit some sort of aha moment. I always remember with my first wife, I went to a business event over in Australia because I'm based in New Zealand. I went to Australia for a business event and the business event was good. I made some friends, didn't learn a huge amount, but one thing I did learn was I started chatting to a girl there and I was like, wow, I'm having such fantastic conversations with this person. I don't have these with my current wife. That's a sign. And that one thing led to the breakup and end of that marriage, basically, and the start of my next stage of the journey. It was that aha awareness, that out-of-the-box kind of thing that made me go, wow, I've gone pretty far up this ladder. And, like, if I'm honest, we were at a point where we were thinking maybe we should try the kid thing. Maybe we should buy a house. Maybe we should follow the yellow brick road of family that we're told to follow. And I'm so lucky that I kind of shook my head and worked out where that was, because it wouldn't have worked. It would have ended a lot worse and I would have probably fallen off the ladder at some point. You know, and so luckily I was able to sort that out. Was it tough? Yes, very, very tough. But it gave me enough of an awareness to take some action. And that's what I really wanted to share, guys, is that, you know, I don't know what this will bring. I've got a heap of knowledge around this stuff and I've got to kind of find my own path with this. But I'm so glad that I'm at a point in my life where I can realize I'm on the wrong ladder and it's okay to step down. It's not failure. It's not, do you know what I mean? I'm not stupid because of it. I tried something. I attempted something. I learned something from it. I'm better than I was 12 months from it. 100% I'm better. I have better knowledge, better experience. Now I can pick a better ladder. And maybe the next ladder won't work either. Or the following ladder. Maybe I'll just get a little bit better. But I know where I'm going. I know the ladders I'm looking for. And I'm okay with that. I don't have to be perfect all the time. I'm going to make errors. And it's not easy to say this stuff on a podcast to thousands of people around the world. But, you know, it's important for people to hear that it's not just one perfect road to happiness. You've got to go up some wrong ladders, got to come down. But the quicker you can realize you're going up that wrong ladder, the quicker you can take the lessons and the learnings and readjust where it's placed against, you know, you're going to make massive impact in your own life and others. So I hope that's added some value to your day, guys. Have an epic rest of your day. Thanks to everyone who's sharing the posts on the Truth About Dyslexia podcast. Facebook page gets the awareness out about what we are doing. Really appreciate it. And have an epic rest of your day.